Chavos Halvados, Wednesday night. We're not sure if we're learning Chavos Halvados or Rav Kapach. He seems to have discovered there's a missing page that no other printing that I found. I saw the English Feldman doesn't have it either. So we have this. It flows though. So I don't know. It should
Feldman
be.
Could just copy from the other one.
Yeah. So it flows. I don't know. There should be a. Somebody should have written something, no? Some scholarly journal, Hamasora, or what do they put out? Beis Hillel, or what do they put out? They put out, you know, these Torah journals every few months. They talk about such things. I never saw. I'm not a. I gotta go to the Sfarim blog. Who reads the Sfarim blog? You read the Sfarim blog? The quite interesting blog. It's called Sfarim. Farm block, and he must know. A very knowledgeable person there.
Maybe the Rav should write the article.
Should what?
Should write the article.
I'll tell you right now, you need a year of research. What happened to it? Where's it from? Why didn't it get printed? Where did it get lost? Maybe it's not even true. Maybe Rav Kapach wrote it. Okay, so he took a turn into. into Nachash, into being menutak somewhat from Hashem by the magic and the sorcery and those mitzvahs in the Torah about Monein Menachesh, Mekashev. And then he wants to know about Gidon, because Gidon's L'chayim made a Nichush. If the person talks like that, we'll attack, and if he talks like that, we won't attack. So he says, that was Tzivui Hashem. Now he has a question from Yohonas Amin Shol. That Yohonas Amin Shol also made such a simon. Right? Him and his arms bearer were facing the army of the Plishtim. And he said, we're going to sneak up and we'll see how they react. The Yomar, Erem, it's only Yohonas Amin Shol, Shishtami Bundles of Yedimin Ashoyel. He made like, if they say halt, sees who goes there, so that's not good. But if they say alu aleinu, come, so that's a simon, come, and that it's like a simon that we should go. So l'chayra, that's a nichush. So others say it's not, that you could tell from the way they talked what their mental state was, whether they were in fear. That's what some of Farshim learned, that the person talks, you know, when he talks in an unguarded way, so you could tell like what's going on inside of him. But a lot of this answers differently. No malok v'kodem idvar of nechein. She was followed with Hashem. She asked him to tzachon Yisrael al Yodov. There's no question here that he was totally being boteach b'Hashem, and he not on this nichush, because previous to that he had just been mispalel. But Omro v'Om Yonos al Anarno Zechel v'Chov Nabra al Matzav Areil Ma'ela Ula Yasa Hashem Lanu Kein Hashem Matzur Loshia B'Ravu B'Mo'ot. V'Nei V'Omro Ula Yasa Hashem Lanu Raya Shuaschani V'Snapel. Certainly he went through a process of tefillah. Well, the fish you do of Hashem Yisala Tuv Kavanoso, Bishamatos Puloso Matara Hashuva Chual Yisrael. A Nohu Hashem, a Meshabikish man of the Biru Aloyva, Vinchilo Nitzachon, Derech Nais. By Sasiba, the Kibush, Lachnos, yes, sir, a Plishtim. They beat back the Plishtim then. For a long time. V'kach yotze gam hu mi lios onanus b'tfilos ufnei Hashem l'anchilo l'hanchilos umu nitzocho. When you make a declaration by davening to Hashem, this is more like Elias Eved Avram. If you see you daven to Hashem and you said hakreinu l'fonei Hashem and you ask Hashem to make you victorious, so then you want to simon if Hashem's listening to your prayers or not. But you totally focus on Hashem and you're not focused on, you don't think your power is emanating from those forces. וזה יוצא גם הוא מילוס אוינוס בתפילות לפני השם להנחילו להנחל לסאום הניצחון ואמר כן להשם אז אני מציע, he made a, such a declaration according to the Malbim, this very big Yisod, I said it many times that he's the Chavavavah sees in this Pasuk of Yoinus on talking that Hashem doesn't exert more force when Hashem does an ace, it's not like it's harder for him to do. So that's his teretz, that it may have looked like Oinonus, but since it was all a response to a tefillah, when he was totally intense and focused on Hashem, so then, you know, you see what happened afterwards, the nichush he made is not really nichush, but I don't know, a way of determining, or to see if Hashem's with him, whatever, but not nichush. Nichush is what says, this is what's determining it. I just talked about learning astronomy, or maybe astrology, maybe both. And I make fun of it, said it's the Yetzer Hara, he wants you to appear to be a cultured person. But you see, you have to learn it. You'll be taken to task for not developing that talent. No, my low, because they were taka doing Shara HaBechina. You could do it the right way, and you'll use it for Shar HaBechina, and you'll be the spoil from Hashem, and you'll thank Hashem. Sheyesh boire yochoel Baro'om lo midovar from Yesh Me'ayim Darachav eskina bafin atav memshukho b'yoyser ulufika chayvel is boine ben boifin zeh. Yeah, you could use it the right way. You could use these chokmas to further understand the Brias Hashem and to pull off a Shar HaBechina. But otherwise, like they linig al pimish b'teyam ul'achle ben ala oshev v'hav chodobi. Not because you're adapting their ideas of whatever it is, right, wrong, you want to be part of their society, you want to buddy up to them. You have to be a boy. If you're learning it in order to taka be nispal from the Brias Hashem, that would be a legitimate purpose. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll start this, Mr. Shem, we'll start the Kufay and Zion. That's already back to. Oh no. Yeah. In the middle of the paragraph, like with the words, it's like weird. It's like a missing piece. Okay. We're not going to learn Kitzvah today. I can't. Are you staying? You're not going to stay. Are you staying now? I'm not learning Kitzvah. I can't take it. Sorry. Is anybody staying now? I have a meeting with someone at 9:30. I don't wanna rest till he comes.
I can go now.
What?
I can go now. You want me to go now?
No, I don't want you to stay for that.
No, I'm staying.
You are staying anyway. Yeah. Also, can you knock at 9:28? Thank you.
Gracias. Almost there.